Welcome back to Mortgagenomics Canada. I'm your host, Marco Gello. I'm a duly licensed mortgage broker in British Columbia and Alberta, born and raised in Calgary, currently living in North Vancouver. If you are from either of these provinces and require any mortgage-related services, please do not hesitate to contact me. Call or text me right now at 604-800-9593, 604-800-9593. One application, one credit check, and access to Canada's top lenders. Today, I'm going to talk about the economic consequences of lower interest rates and deciding on fixed or variable rate mortgages. Let's begin. On April the 11th, the Bank of Canada opted to stay put, leaving their benchmark policy rate steady at 5%, which, by the way, translates to a hefty 7.2% for Canada's consumer-grade prime rate. But guess what? The consensus for a rate drop is gaining momentum. After the April 11th Bank of Canada announcement, the odds of a rate cut at the next scheduled Bank of Canada meeting in June were sitting at a solid 50%. But after April 16th's Stats Canada CPI release, those rate cut odds spiked up to a whopping 68%. So you can pretty much bet on a quarter point drop in June, nudging that 7.2% prime rate down to a slightly less suffocating 6.95%. So some good news and relief on the horizon for households across Canada. And also, let's not forget about the provincial governments, corporations, and millions of small businesses, all of whom are also struggling with interest costs that are tied to the overnight lending rate. Now, let's talk about this pending rate drop. Sure, a 25-point rate cut might offer some relief, but let's not kid ourselves. It's just the start. It's not quite the end game. Rates are still pretty much in the stratosphere when you compare them to the rock-bottom lows we recently departed from. Remember where we came from, 2.45% to 7.2% over the past short 3 years. Yeah, we're inching back down, but we're hardly hitting the reset button with the anticipated dip to 6.95%. We still got a ways to go. The goal here is to get comfortable with this new normal and adjust our financial expectations to a more moderate range of interest rates, somewhere between 4 to 6%, which really is the ideal long-term range. And while some folks are shrugging off this adjustment like it's no big deal, there are plenty who are still struggling to find their footing. But we can't forget there's a downside to cutting rates, and it's a bitter pill to swallow. Prepare for a gut punch to our already limp dollar. And if you've ventured beyond Canadian borders lately, you've probably felt the stink of our weak currency compared to the almighty US dollar and the euro. Trust me, I felt it firsthand while I was in Croatia a couple of weeks ago, and I had lunch with a couple of Americans and Germans. They were blown away about our currency. They naturally assumed that being part of the G7 meant, we were rolling in the dough like the rest of the big shots. But spoiler alert here, we are not. My dinner bill that night, converted from Canadian to euro, ended up like 40%, 35 to 40% higher than theirs, like super brutal. And this got me thinking about our energy sector again and our stubborn refusal to cash in on it. Like, just imagine all the powerful foreign currency flowing into our economy if we just loosened the purse strings on our resources. Like, we're selling to other countries who will actually, like, imagine selling to other countries that will actually pay us market value for our natural resources. Yes, we do sell our oil to the US currently, but believe me, it's on their terms, not ours. We could get way more for our natural resources if we allowed ourselves to explore other markets. But that's a topic for another discussion. Not only would it cushion our economy from hardship, but it also give our dollar a much needed boost and foot the bill for our ever-growing demands for infrastructure and social services. You know, like, we've got the aging population and the recent explosive immigration. But hey, who needs all that when we can pat ourselves on the back for cutting greenhouse gas emissions by a fraction of a fraction, right? Meanwhile, the rest of the world is snickering behind our backs and snatching up opportunities we've casually tossed aside. Like, remember when the Germans came knocking, looking to strike a fuel supply deal amidst the Ukraine crisis. and we shrug them off with our eco-warrior stance. Yeah, our neighbors down south saw this, and they're like, hey, we'll do the deal. So yeah, nice one, Canada. Awesome.
Wondering whether to proceed with a fixed or a variable mortgage? Why not pick both? There's a mortgage just for that. In fact, there's a mortgage that allows you the flexibility to configure it any way you desire. I call them hybrid mortgages. So let's say you have a $500,000 mortgage. If you wanted to, you could configure it so that $200,000 is allocated in a 5-year fixed rate, $100,000 as a 5-year variable, and the remaining $200,000 as a home equity line of credit. And better yet, every year you receive a detailed statement from the lender that outlines the cumulative interest charges for each configured mortgage. If you want to learn more, shoot me a text or give me a ring at 604-800-9593, 604-800-9593, or look me up at homefinancingsolutions.ca. One application, one credit check, and access to Canada's top lenders. And now, back to the episode.
Back to our dollar. Brace yourselves, because when the Bank of Canada starts its rate descent, likely in June, our dollar will be taking a nosedive right alongside of it. So lower rates mean a weaker position in the currency market, especially if we beat the Americans to the punch. And at the moment, they are not trending in the same direction as we are, because we are so sensitive to interest rates because of our short-term mortgages and massive debt loads. It's looking more and more like we will begin the rate drops before they do, and this is not good. Sure, it might give a little boost to our exporting sectors, but it's going to hit us where it hurts when we're importing goods from the US and Europe. This is going to keep us in the elevated cost environment for a bit longer. Like transporting our goods from elsewhere, double whammy, cost of fuel, plus our weaker dollar. Like, I'm not saying we're headed toward another inflation apocalypse, but it's not going to be a walk in the park. It's going to be a tough grind here for the next year or so. So what's the bottom line here? If we want to minimize the pain and set a precedent for a real and meaningful recovery, we've got some tough choices ahead. We can either dial back on our green crusade and throw our weight behind our energy sector. Go figure, right? Why would we do that? Or we can roll out the red carpet for Canadian entrepreneurs and give them a fighting chance to build international empires. Like, call me stupid, but I say we do both. Why not? Because let's face it, we're not going to strike it rich as a country by peddling Tim Hortons coffee franchises to each other. It's time for Canada to grab the wheel and take charge. And I don't know, I think we're being soft and being taken advantage of. You know what I mean? It's really strange. It's like everyone is too tired or lazy to fight back anymore. It seems like we're getting advice from weak politicians and Hollywood actors. Like, we got to start reading between the lines. And I don't know, I hope I'm just overreacting and totally wrong, but the more I think about it, the more I'm convinced that I'm not overreacting. Something needs to be said and done, because what we're doing isn't enough. It's too soft. We, as a country, are majoring in the minors. Like, scale back on the green initiative and get more entrepreneurial. That's what we need to do. It seems all we ever talk about is our housing. It's become the primary industry in Canada. Like, talk about shallow. And the more we focus and place emphasis on it, the more unaffordable it becomes. So let's go, Canada. Come on, diversify, intensify, and diversity back into the business fabric of this country. All right, I can't end without any mention of mortgages. So here's a little something to chew on until next time. Variable rate mortgages are making a comeback in Canada. These days, everyone's on edge when it comes to locking in their mortgage terms, whether it's for a new purchase, a refinance, or a renewal. Fixed rates are on the decline, but mark my words, the way down will not be immediate and predictable, but rather bumpy and gradual. Same goes for variable rate mortgages. So here's the play. Consider a variable rate mortgage with an aggressive discount, and I can help you with that, and ride out the current environment for the next year or so as fixed rates gradually decline, along with the prime rate. And when the time's right, convert your variable rate to a fixed term, without incurring any fees or break penalties. And this is the big difference here. A fixed rate mortgage doesn't allow for this conversion swap without incurring substantial break fees. So the cost effectiveness, flexibility, and the revolving rate option of a variable rate mortgage places the reins in the mortgage holder's hands, allowing them the freedom to adjust their position in the future. I think this is a good product choice at this time, the variable rate mortgage. Okay, that's all I got for today. Call or text me anytime if you have any mortgage questions at all, especially if you're in British Columbia or Alberta, as I'm licensed to service these specific provinces, and especially if you are from Vancouver or Calgary, as I'm very familiar with these markets. And of course, I welcome calls and emails from all over Canada and the entire world for those that are in the process of or have recently relocated or immigrated to Canada from elsewhere, or for those Canadians who are in the process of moving from one province to another, as I specialize in interprovincial relocations and new to Canada mortgage applications. And of course, I do every other mortgage qualification scenario you could imagine. Call or text me at 604-800-9593, or you can get me on WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger, or just go ahead and link up to my website, homefinancingsolutions.ca, where you'll find my complete How Do I Qualify catalog, complete with virtually every qualification guideline relevant to the Canadian mortgage landscape. And one more thing, I recently added to the episode notes a link to download my award-winning mortgage app. This thing is amazing. It comes equipped with tons of calculators, market interest rates, and every other thing you can imagine. It even enables you to do a snap pre-qualification for yourself. You got to check it out. Look for it in my episode notes and give it a try. Thank you again for tuning into Mortgagenomics Canada. Stay well, everyone. Talk again soon.